Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right, and welcome back to News Talk 1080. I'm John Lieberman filling in for Brian. He'll be back tomorrow. And a recent piece here in Connecticut in the local paper pointed out that more than 50 police departments across the state are in need of entry-level police officers, and the problem is getting worse and worse, and we knew exactly who we needed to turn to. And I'll tell you what, I've covered crime, as many of you know, for many, many years, and I always love to see a police chief that sort of rose up through the ranks. And our next guest, Ron Smith Jr., he's the chief over in Woodbridge, and he started as a patrol officer in Hamden. And then he progressed through the ranks, detective, sergeant, lieutenant, captain. And then in a few years back, he joined Woodbridge as deputy chief of police. So he definitely knows his stuff. And good morning to you, Chief. How are you?
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's start with your department, Chief. How many officers do you have right now, and how many do you need?
Well, right now, the Woodbridge Police Department is budgeted for 23 police officers, and we currently have three vacancies. Potentially, within the next few months, we may have as many as five vacancies.
So, five vacancies in a department of 23, I mean, that is potentially a very high percentage. So, let me ask you this. There was a recent piece in the paper that pointed out staffing shortages for entry level. I mean, what are you seeing, and why do you think it is?
Well, I think this began when the incident occurred in Ferguson, and it exasperated when we had the George Floyd incident. So the public perception with regards to people who wanted to become a police officer greatly diminished. And at that point, we started seeing people leaving the job and less people applying for the job.
So are there strategies that can be used? Are there different outreach programs that you can use other than the dollars and cents? Although I assume dollars and cents help too.
Yeah, there are many strategies. You know, in Woodbridge, we are doing a lot of community outreach. We're attending events. We have concerts on a Tuesday night that we're trying to get to. We're using our social media. We're also trying to get to young students at the high school. We begin at the high school, try to recruit as to why it would be important to be a police officer and what being a police officer means. We also attend job fairs, go to certain colleges. But, you know, I tell all our officers, every opportunity, every time you meet a certain individual on the street is a recruiting opportunity. So we have to continually talk to people, engage with the community, and just express why law enforcement is still a great job.
Yeah, and that's interesting. You mentioned, you know, getting them at the high school level. I would imagine, you know, you talked about Ferguson. You talked about, obviously, we had Freddie Gray in Baltimore. I mean, a lot of these sort of headline issues. But I feel like some of it is even educating, you know, kids who are even younger, elementary school, middle school parents, sort of, you know, helping tell the narrative that police are good and police are there to help. And even though there are headline grabbing incidents, you know, police are humans like anybody else and, you know, make mistakes. But in general, you know, there's such a high percentage of positive interactions between the public and law enforcement that I almost feel like it's a matter of, you know, maybe even a parenting issue of getting to kids much sooner. What do you think of that?
You know, that's a great idea. You know, police, being a police officer offers people really great opportunity in life. What we're seeing, you know, with the media are a few bad apples that are out there. There are hundreds of thousands of police officers in the United States that do incredible police work every day. And the things that you're allowed to do as a police officer are very enriching. You can change people's lives with one encounter. And the stories that you have to tell after a long career as mine, you know, I have incredible interactions that I've had with people. And I don't know if I would have gotten that anywhere else. So you really, if you go into this job for the right reason, to really help people and really, really want to help people, there's a lot of people out there that need help.
Is there anything, Ron, that the state can do or local governments can do that can help these, you know, smaller police departments recruit and retain?
Well, you know, first and forefront, you know, we have to think about just having a competitive salary and benefits. A lot of departments now are, you know, they have sign-on bonuses for officers, or some as many as $20,000 to sign on to a police department. But you have to offer people, you know, other opportunities, other training opportunities. Tuition reimbursement is something that some departments do. You know, there's a new generation of people, and they have more of a work time off balance. You know, from my generation, we were lucky to have a job. We were fortunate that we had a steady job that was paying us every week, and we worked. What I'm finding is that younger officers want time off. So you have to be creative with your work schedule, maybe a four-day, 10-hour day, or, you know, give compensatory time, certain things that make the job more attractive.
You know what, Ron, you brought up something interesting, you know, the generational changes. And also, is it a matter, too, now that different police departments are actually competing against each other for the same talent? And so they're almost like bidding against one another?
That's what we're seeing. You know, years ago, there would be 300-400 applicants for one or two positions. Right now, what we're seeing is that there are maybe 8 or 10 departments just in the South Central Connecticut region that are looking for police officers, and our applicant pool is approximately 20 to 25 applicants. And some of those departments have multiple vacancies. So there's really a very slim pool to pick from.
And Ron, I don't want to date you or to give away your age, but I believe you've been in law enforcement for close to 4 decades. How has it changed over all of those years in Connecticut? How's it changed for the officers? How has perception of the public changed? Like, what have you seen over those years, the evolution of policing?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Well, you know, back in the early days, I came on the job in the 1980s. You know, I had bosses that it was all about activity. It was about how many motor vehicle stops that you made, how many encounters that you had, and you were held to a high standard that you had to really put in a good, honest day of work. Now it's gone more toward community policing. Police officers now are doing a multitude of tasks. They're working as social workers. They're working as psychologists, as medical technicians. I mean, we're doing everything now. We will have an encounter with somebody and we'll stay with a complainant or a victim for a long period of time and try to get them the help that they need. So I think the police officers today are better trained. With the police accountability bill, we're more on our toes. You know, everyone has a body camera. There's a camera inside the vehicle. So everything that an officer is doing is documented, which I think really helps the police officer, you know, and the public. So we have answers in case something does go bad. But I'll tell you, in most cases, it's there to protect the officer.
All right, Ron, I have 10 seconds, so I'm going to ask you a yes or no question. A little birdie told me you're a Mets fan. Will the Mets win the World Series this year? Yes or no?
John, I'm sick to my stomach after last night's loss. I'm going to say, I'm still saying yes. Let's go.
He's one of the finest members of law enforcement out there. His name is Ron Smith, the chief of Woodbridge. Ron, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.